Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live talk radio that you control. 855-450-3733 is the toll-free number if you want to call in and take control of the airwaves by talking about anything that's on your mind. With you tonight, it's Ari and Ian. And another really interesting or entertaining aspect of this would be if Trump and Republicans started making the allegation that Russia interfered in the election and that's why Biden won. I mean, there are so many ways they could play this. If Trump was truly the troll that he claims to be, this is how he could play it. And that's what
I make the same accusation against the Democrats as was made against him.
I mean, there are so many opportunities here for that. Not to mention calling for faithless electors, because there was a lot of that in 2016. Democrats were really pinning their hopes on the idea that many of these electors would just turn up and vote for Hillary Clinton,
but they didn't.
No. I would urge Trump supporters and Republicans to start making those same sorts of insane, delusional, never-going-to-happen requests. Use the ammunition that Democrats provided from 2016 to 2020 against them. That's the best way. Of course, it wouldn't change any of the behavior going forward. As soon as this happened again, they would be right back to demanding for faithless electors and talking about secession. Not seriously talking about secession, but we saw the same thing during 2008 and 2012 with Barack Obama, with Republicans calling for secession and all sorts of things, none of which is ever going to happen. Sadly, because minimizing the damage that idiots and ignorant people do in the other 49 states to the people of New Hampshire, I think is a noble goal. I want to abolish the state, but for the time being, can we at least minimize the amount of damage being done to New Hampshire by the state? And the best way to do that is to secede.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is possible. It can be done.
I agree it can be done. Yeah. I just don't think it's likely.
No, it's definitely not likely. I mean, what's likely is that things will continue on status quo, on into the future, with the government getting bigger and more oppressive than it's ever been.
But until it finally collapses.
Right. At some point, it's got to stop. At some point, something has to happen. And hopefully it can be something productive like secession instead of just a constant spiraling down into the abyss like you see happening in Venezuela, for instance. You know, into an economic...
And like we see happening here in the United States right now, with, what was it, 20% of the total U.S. money supply being printed just this year alone?
Yeah, that's pretty scary, and it's probably part of the reason why you're seeing gold going up in price, and you're seeing Bitcoin shooting up big time.
Bitcoin is exploding.
Yeah.
Well, it's sort of leveled out right now
around
the $15,000 mark.
But yeah. This could be another, it could be another version of what happened in 2017, where we saw a tremendous run-up in the price of Bitcoin in the end of the year. It was November, December, when things started getting crazy with BTC, just like we're seeing happening right now.
It could be. I would not be terribly surprised to see a fall back to, like, 10,000, maybe in January, but... I would sort of be surprised, because this one just, it doesn't have the feel that the last one did. The last one, it was just too much, too quickly,
too
without any rational explanation for it. This one, we have plenty of rational explanation for it. Well, the U.S. government is destroying the dollar.
Yeah, well, and as we talked about last night, that we've got companies like Square that are selling Bitcoin now, and I don't think they were at 2017. I think they maybe were thinking about getting in at around then, or just started. And now PayPal joining on board with selling Bitcoin. Yeah. The statistic that we reported last night.
I don't know if we can call what PayPal is doing as selling Bitcoin.
From what I've been told, they are selling Bitcoin, sort of in the same way that Square will let you buy Bitcoin and then hold it in the Square wallet. PayPal supposedly is going to be doing that. They supposedly have already started doing that with some of their users, but the thing they're restricting is the ability to withdraw the Bitcoin. So you can buy it and hold it, but you can't withdraw it.
Well, that's useless.
For us, for our purposes, yes, that is useless. But for the average person, they'll feel like, oh, I have some Bitcoin. Even okay. though PayPal has but, your Bitcoin, yeah, you don't actually fair. Have the Bitcoin. They have it. So it's not a good situation, and hopefully that'll change in the future. Maybe there'll be enough demand to demand PayPal change their game. But the point that we made last night that was being reported in the crypto news is that just Square alone is selling more Bitcoin than is being mined.
Wow.
So there's a huge demand for Bitcoin out there right now. And the idea that that's...
Which explains the high price.
Yes, it's definitely a factor. And the idea that that demand is going to go away seems unbelievable. You know, this is real interest in Bitcoin.
I tend to agree. And on the subject of Bitcoin, I have to give props to the people at AnyPay. I visited Corner News, which is a local shop we have here in Keene that takes cryptocurrency. And they have full point-of-sale integration with their PayPal and their point-of-sale software. And it's amazing to be able to tell them you want to use AnyPay, and they just click a button, and it sends the QR code right to the credit card reader.
Is it just as fast, too?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
You just scan that, click, done. It was done. So well integrated.
That's cool.
I absolutely loved everything about it.
I would love to go and try it, but I hear there's a mask mandate in there.
There is.
Yeah.
You got to go there when Roberta's not there, and then you got to have the cool employees there.
Oh, I would go when Roberta is there.
I'm sure you would.
Because we get along, so I don't think she... There was one day where AnyPay was installing a new vending machine in that location, and they called me to tell me about it, and I said I'd stop by, and Roberta was there. She let me in.
Okay.
With no mask
good.
On. So, yeah, it was no problem.
I'm not terribly surprised. I mean, it's important to have good rapport with local store owners and local clerks and things like that. That's why I'm able to go into so many different places and just not wear a mask. It's because they know me.
Right.
It's hard to beat that.
Indeed.
So Keene is a comfortable little small town with some of the best crypto integration you'll find anywhere in the world.
Thanks to AnyPay.
Yep. So Biden has plans if he becomes president, and it's unclear at best right now if he's going to become president. I tend to think he probably will because the media basically declared him the winner. And I don't see any way of undoing that.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to believe that Trump could possibly win at this point in the game. But if he does, boy, will it be an upset. People will be so mad. I mean, you'd have to, you know, the liberal tears would be pretty entertaining if that actually happened.
That would mean, I would love to see that happen for two reasons. First of all, because I've realized lately how much I really did not want Biden to win. It's not that I wanted Trump to win. It's just I do recognize that, you know, between the two of them, Biden is a little bit worse on things that I care about than Trump.
Yeah.
But that's the best I can be said about it. But the other reason is because if Trump does prove to be the winner, then this election will have brought us both massive amounts of Republican tears
and liberal
Democrat
tears.
Yeah. And that would be fantastic. The lulls that we could get from that. But the lulls we're going to get anyway from Trump filing lawsuits claiming election fraud in states like Michigan and presumably others to come, going to generate plenty of lulls as well. I've been enjoying watching his Twitter. I don't follow Trump on Twitter because I don't want to add to the statistics of people who follow Trump on Twitter. But every once in a while, I will just go there and see what he's tweeting about for the last week or so.
I do it too.
Yeah, for the last week or so, I've done it at least once a day because the best part is watching his confidence level go from 100 to zero instantly.
Right.
It's like, we've got this in the bag. We're going to win big today.
We're winning.
The very next tweet is, this is fraudulent. The election's being stolen. Stop the count.
Well, he's still saying he's winning. That's what he's saying.
Is he?
Yeah.
I don't know because all of his freaking tweets now are blocked by little,
warning.
This is factually incorrect or whatever.
This tweet has been disputed.
But Biden has plans, should he become president.
And it's a mixed bag. I mean, some of it is definitely servicing his base, like the rejoining the Paris Climate Accord, which means basically nothing. The World Health Organization, which is definitely not a good thing. That's one of the, you know, that's one of the things that Trump got right, was withdrawing from the WHO. Unfortunately, he didn't withdraw from the UN, so why not do that, too?
I would have loved to have seen that.
Travel ban. Muslim countries is going to repeal the travel ban. Okay. Good.
Good with that.
Yeah, that's fine. Not that anyone is traveling internationally anyway, because there's all kinds of restrictions on COVID, but it's...
I mean, I suggest we go one step further here and just stop, you know, doing things in these countries that cause them to be refugees in the first place.
Yeah.
I mean, the reason people want to flee Iran, Libya, Somalia, Syria, and Yemen is because of what the United States is doing in those countries.
And then number four, which we haven't talked about yet, he's planning to reinstate the Dreamers program, which we'll tell you about that coming up.
855-450-3733.
News from news.bitcoin.com. A 1 million-ounce gold find in Russia raises questions if Bitcoin is more rare than gold. The Bitcoin market is expected to be volatile until the end of the year. Study shows that half of U.S. investors interested in adding Bitcoin to their portfolio. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
July 25th, we adopted April. She's a purebred orange and white Brittany. But when she started scratching like crazy, I said to John, it's got to be her food. You know, what you put into a dog is what you get out. We heard this radio commercial, and this woman was so excited about Dinovite. DinoVite.com. I said to John, I'm getting this. So the Dinovite comes. And I thought, a light bulb moment. She loves her dog food. She always leaves a little bit in her bowl. So we added a huge scoop of Dinovite in it, and then we swished it around like gravy. She dove into that bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. So that's been the routine. April gets Dinovite for dessert. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dinovite is nutrition. She even walks like a little princess.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dinovite. She's Little Miss Hollywood. DinoVite.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733, and with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Ian.
And maybe you knew that a blob of toothpaste is called a nurdle, but Maybe you didn't know that we've been talking about Divi here on Free Talk Live for almost a year, and Ian here has actually set up one of their masternodes, says it was super easy and the staking was even easier. We're not investment advisors here on Free Talk Live, but we think you'll be impressed with the earning potential that you have with Divi as compared to traditional investment vehicles. Go to DiviProject.org and get started. You can buy Divi at several exchanges or directly from the Divi team. And if you need help, there's a link to their Telegram chat right on the front page at DiviProject.org, DiviProject.org. Now, Biden, the presumed president-elect, according to the Associated Press, who calls the election, a lot of people seem suddenly very interested in how exactly elections get called, even though I guess it's good that they're interested. But they don't seem to see the issue with having the media, the Associated Press. And I'm not 100% clear on what the Associated Press even is. Is it like a union of...
That's a good question.
What is it?
I honestly don't know. I just always figured it was a news reporting agency just calling themselves that. I mean, I know that they syndicate their content out to a bunch of their members. So how it all works internally, I'm not sure. Like, for instance, you had a AP reporter do a piece on you when you were running for Cheshire County Sheriff. It was a nice feature piece. They sent a photographer out, and that guy works for the AP. I don't think he works for, like, the Concord Monitor,
right,
who sort of moonlights as the AP. I think he's full-time AP reporter. So the AP does generate its own reports. That much I know.
Right.
And then they have a bunch of newspapers and other, you know, websites and things like that that subscribe to their service. They pay likely a fee for this to where they can then use the AP's content to put in their newspaper, basically. It's essentially a newspaper syndication service, from my understanding, but I don't really know how the membership works. I don't know what, like, say, the local newspaper here, the Keene Sentinel, what they pay to be part of the AP or to have the ability to license their content and use it in their newspaper, but I suspect there is some sort of a fee involved in that.
Well, they're the ones who called the election in favor of Joe Biden.
So did Fox News.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
Did they cry when they did it?
The conservatives have been crying about it.
Because I remember, what was her name? That she was on NBC at the time. She was, like, fully in tears as she, you know.
Tears of joy or tears of sadness?
Tears of sadness.
Okay.
In 2016 when she was reporting that
Trump won. Gotcha.
What was her name?
I don't know. Don't remember.
Rachel something?
I don't Maddow? Know.
Yeah, that
Maddow.
Was it. She was fully in tears. And, of course, the people at the Young
She's
Turks.
On MSNBC, Rachel Maddow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was entertaining to watch.
Yeah, I bet.
So Biden has plans. Among them, as we mentioned, he wants to reinstate the Dreamers program. I don't know very much about this. Obviously, I'm white. My family has actually been in North America longer than the United States government. So if any one of us is going to get the hell out, it should be them, not me. But the Dreamers Act is not something I'm familiar with.
I'm not intimately familiar with it, but I am familiar with the concept, the basic idea, and that is that people who are born in the United States are supposed to be able to remain in the United States, basically. So if your mom and or dad can make it here illegally and have sex with somebody who's here, whether they're here illegally or legally, the offspring gets to stay. That's what the Dreamers program was supposed to be. And that's fine.
Why not let all of them stay?
Yeah, everyone should be able to stay.
If they want to come here, what is the problem with letting them come here?
Well, right, because it's actually really tragic to tell somebody, oh, well, your kid can stay, but you, mom, you got to go back. You know, we're going to separate your family. That's not cool.
That's not cool.
No.
So it also Biden would also ensure that the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, the DACA, would continue. Is that related? I thought DACA was a proposed law that didn't actually pass. I don't know anything about what these politicians are doing because so much of it is inconsequential to my life.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's quite consequential to the people who are trying to migrate here.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the easier that can be for these folks, the better. So, I mean, I am not a fan of Joe Biden or Donald Trump for that matter, but I am a fan of immigration freedom, and these are minor tweaks that aren't bad. I mean, to have more people being able to stay than less or than fewer people being able to stay is ultimately a good thing, but I agree with you. We should just have freedom for people to come here without having to ask government permission.
It is good to put a Band-Aid on a festering wound, I guess. It's better than leaving it completely and totally unaddressed. But the one of these proposed executive orders that makes the most that has the most appeal to me is the fifth one, the military ban, and how Biden plans to repeal the transgender military ban. I'm not a fan of that.
As a trans person?
Yes.
Okay.
I would rather not have anyone allowed to serve
in the military.
And I realize, you know, that's a joke, but it's also 100%
true.
Banning trans people from joining in the military was probably the best thing Trump could ever have done for trans people.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, now you don't have to have a guilty conscience for the rest of your life about how you
murdered
brown
somebody.
Kids in the Middle East so that you could afford a down payment on your Camaro or whatever.
But trans people should be free to murder people, too.
No, they shouldn't be. No one should be free to murder people.
Mm-hmm.
Trans or cis or otherwise, I don't care. Mm. You shouldn't
be proud of that.
No, and you shouldn't have this institution in place that allows you to be a hired killer in the first place.
Yeah.
And that's ultimately what all of it boils down to, is just being a hired killer. I don't want trans people being hired killers. I'm okay with not allowing trans people to be hired killers.
Well, the fact is there are crazy people who are trans, and there are crazy people who are not trans, and I'm talking psychopaths, you know, people
sure.
who actually do want to kill people, and those kind of folks are attracted to these positions.
Yeah, so I guess the question is, would we rather they inflict their damage domestically or abroad? Because they're either going to serve in the police or in the military, if that's their inclination. They're psychopaths and they want to hurt people, but they don't want to face any sort of repercussions or consequences. Then there are only really two options, police officer or military.
So maybe Biden is thinking that if he lets trans people into the military, that the Democrats will be more likely to look the other way as he sends them off to kill innocent babies in the Middle East. Well, it's okay. Yeah, we would have disagreed if Trump was you know, dropping bombs on the Middle East, the children over there. But since he's letting trans people drop the bombs, well, that makes it okay.
On one of my posts about how the bombs will continue falling regardless of whoever is in office, someone actually had the audacity to comment, yes, but words matter, and we won't have someone in the Oval Office who is explicitly spewing hate. I said, okay, words may matter, but bombs matter a whole hell of a lot more, and those aren't going away.
So as long as, Barack Biden, as long as Biden says I love you as he drops the bombs, then it's totally fine.
That's
right?
What we saw from 2008 to 2016. So, Barack Obama, you know, he's murdered more people than any other Nobel Peace Prize winner, but he's so polite about it. You just got to respect his ability to speak and communicate and be reasonable and sound so compassionate as he pushes that button to drop bombs
on a
hospital.
No, I don't have to respect that, no.
Absolutely not.
Maxwell, she was scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet said, he's the drain. Third vet said, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
It's Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fallen land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Votes are still being counted in the presidential election, and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells Fox News there will be a peaceful transition of power should President Trump lose.
We'll have a smooth transition, and we'll see what the people ultimately decided when all the votes have been cast. We have a process, Brett. The Constitution lays out how electors vote. It's a very detailed process laid out. We need to comply with all of that, and then I am very confident that we will have a good transition, that we will make sure that whoever is in office on noon on January 20th has all the tools readily available so that we don't skip a beat.
Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci is advocating for more coronavirus testing to be done on people that don't have symptoms. Fauci telling MSNBC more needs to be known about the asymptomatic spread of the virus. And you're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump won the state of North Carolina in the 2020 election, according to a new projection. Decision Desk making the projection on Tuesday that President Trump has won the state and its 15 electoral votes. Tom Tillis also being declared the winner in the Senate race. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released updated recommendations for Thanksgiving as many Americans weigh how they should celebrate the family-focused holiday amid the coronavirus pandemic. The guidance saying virtual gatherings or enjoying the holiday with members of your own household are the safest options this year. In-person gatherings with individuals from other households, including college students returning home from campus, are riskier options. The new guidance also discouraging potluck-style gatherings and suggesting guests bring their own food to gatherings. Another key recommendation is to ensure proper ventilation and avoiding gathering in spaces with poor airflow. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and you can call in and take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria and Ian, and communities can issue their own cryptocurrency backed by Intercoin. They can choose to inflate the circulating supply of their own money to spend on internal projects, or they can choose to tax certain transactions and remove money from circulation. These activities deterministically change the exchange rate of the community's local money to Intercoin, but it doesn't affect other communities or the rest of the Intercoin system. Each community can choose its own policies and openly program them into their coins. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in the real world, and we think that's important here on Free Talk Live. So we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you also think that freedom is important, then check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in the project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org, intercoin.org. And speaking of novel, innovative, never heard before ideas, it seems that Netflix has this wacky new idea that has probably, definitely never been tried before. Television that isn't on demand. What is it that they're calling it? What is the term they're using?
A linear scheduled TV channel.
What a novel concept. That surely there isn't like some reason or something that people moved away from those to on-demand services in the first place, right?
Yeah, I mean, Netflix was, you know, an innovator in the early days back when they were a DVD by mail company. That's where they
started. It's so hard to remember that they started that way, man.
Yeah, that's where they started. In fact, they had competitors, too, back in the day, and they knocked all of them out.
Yep.
So they were the last man standing, so to speak, on that one, including killing Blockbuster Video in all your local video rental stores. I mean, Netflix completely changed the game when it came to how to get your entertainment at home.
And then they squandered it, man. Netflix,
what do you mean?
Netflix is my most useless subscription right now. In fact,
really?
I canceled it about a month and a half
Why?
Ago. Because I hadn't watched anything on it in about 6 months. Well, I wasn't busy. Well, I was busy 6 months ago, but not as busy 6 months ago.
Yeah.
But Hulu has shows that I like. Hulu has documentaries. It has stuff from the Discovery Channel, the Mythbusters, all that kinds of crap that I like watching. Because if I'm going to watch something, then I want to at least not be filling my head with nonsense. And Mythbusters and documentaries and stuff like that is a fairly good way of...
make you feel less nonsensical.
Yeah. I mean, at least then I'm learning something about physics.
Documentaries have their own slant, of course.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
But Netflix doesn't have any movies that I want to watch. If I'm going to watch a movie, I'm going to watch it on Amazon Prime because I'm already subscribed to it anyway, and I'm already subscribed to all of the... there's only one, and that's Shudder. It's a horror movie channel that is owned by Amazon. But I'm already, if I want to watch a movie, it's going to be there because I already have an Amazon Prime subscription for ordering stuff anyway. So.
And do they have like the same movies as Netflix
has? They have substantially more movies than Netflix has an extreme lack of content these days.
Wow.
And they're losing shows left and right. And they're losing movies left and right.
I am a subscriber of Netflix, but I'm on the DVD plan. So like, I've got a list of DVDs that I've put together. It's like 200 Blu-rays, DVDs, whatever is available. Or I'll take the Blu-ray if it's available. But I've had that list together for years, and I'm never like I'm not going to get through to my lifetime at the rate that I watch these movies. I watch like three a year.
I wonder how many of those movies Netflix actually still has.
I mean, presumably a lot of them. They've got physical copies of these things.
But do they still have the right or the legal right to send you a copy?
I don't know how all that works.
Because, I mean, like, they lost the legal rights to a lot of movies. Like, you can't find any of the original Halloween movies on Netflix anymore.
Really?
Or at least the last I checked. I don't know.
Well, I wonder if there's a difference between streaming rights and rental of DVD rights. I wonder if there's any kind of, like... different inventory. I wonder if you can get more on their other site. I don't know. I've never looked into it.
I haven't either. Blockbuster would be the place the people to ask.
They're
but, of course, they're out of business because Netflix put them out of business because Netflix, once upon a time, had a really good idea, and it was very successful.
Well, there is that one Blockbuster store that's still left in, like, Bend, Oregon. Did you hear about that store?
I did.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a tourist attraction at this point,
that's
right?
That's all it is.
I mean, it's not... existing for the purpose of actually renting out movies.
No, they still rent
movies. I'm sure they do. But that's not why people are going there.
Right, they're going there to take photographs out the front.
I can't believe that Redbox is even still a thing.
Yeah, I saw somebody standing at one the other day, so there must be somebody who's using it.
But here in Keene, where you probably have access to decent internet, I just don't know what need there for it to be. I get it in rural areas where you may not have, a 400 megabit per second pipe.
Maybe there are people that don't have internet. You know, people that I know it's hard to imagine.
I'm a millennial. That means that's nonsense to me. What do you mean? How do they not have running water?
Yeah, I know what you mean. but when I was working at the Cheshire Fair, I was running a booth there for freekeen.com or Shire Society or whatever it was that we were promoting. Bitcoin, we did that a couple of years. And when we were doing the Bitcoin ones, I had the reason to ask people about crypto and, internet and things like that. And I was surprised not only by some of the rednecks who you would expect maybe some of them didn't have internet, but like the young ones didn't have it either. There was, I tell you, I swear to you.
Believe you.
There
it's
was like this
bizarre
18-year-old, 20-year-old young man who said he didn't have a cell phone. Said he didn't even have internet access at his home. Like, he would go to school, and they'd make him use the school internet to do certain things. So it wasn't as though he'd never been online, but he was not interested in any way, shape, or form in being online. So there
That's
are
amazing.
Still people. There really are still people
See,
like that.
It was like that case. That was the case when I grew up in Mississippi. But, I mean, Mississippi is much poorer than New Hampshire, and it's also much more rural. And this was also an era where even if you had internet at your house, it was just dial-up, and almost no one had it. We did have it at school, so I understand this concept of, oh, I don't have internet at home. I didn't either. But that was not 2020.
Mm-hmm.
2020, I'm stunned to find that anyone doesn't have internet at home.
Mind you, this was probably 5 years ago, but still
or
it would have been
2015. Yeah.
What was the movie that you said they don't carry at Netflix anymore?
I think it's Halloween.
Halloween, the original one. Like the John Carpenter?
I believe so.
1979 or whatever it was?
And it's hard to think off the top of my head exactly what movies they no longer carry,
mm-hmm.
but I know the selection is substantially reduced from what it was just 2 years ago. And, I mean, this is why they started putting forth their Netflix originals in the first place, right? Because it became too expensive to license this content repeatedly. Disney started their own streaming service. CBS started theirs. So, of course, CBS was going to take any movies they owned and keep them on their service, the same with Disney. I know for a fact that you can't find The Lion King on Netflix, although you could just a few years ago prior to the arrival of the Disney streaming channel. So there are all of these reasons for Netflix to be losing the war, so to speak, with the arrival of these new streaming services. I don't think that scheduled linear programming is going to fix this problem. I think that torrenting more than likely is going to be what fixes this problem.
Wait, how is torrenting going to fix the problems for Netflix?
I don't care about Netflix's problems.
Okay.
I care about the problem of users not being able to find content they want to watch at an affordable and reasonable rate. And that's becoming increasingly difficult.
I can still rent Halloween at Netflix on the DVD site.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem.
Maybe that's just for DVDs. Then. I'll check during the break if it's actually still available to stream. I'm sure something isn't.
So the news is coming from, and I thought this, for a moment I thought this was like a an April Fool.
It sounds like something from the Babylon Bee.
Yeah, Netflix is testing out a new linear content channel dubbed Netflix Direct, which will offer subscribers real-time scheduled programming for the very first time. According to IndieWire, Netflix is trialing a new service that will pull content from the streaming giant's existing library and present it in a linear scheduled format for those subscribers who like the idea of accessing a pre-programmed feed that, quote, doesn't require them to choose what they're going to watch, unquote. Similar to standard broadcast and cable TV channels.
That's so bizarre to me. I stopped listening to the radio. I stopped listening to any of that nonsense once I just started streaming Spotify. I stopped getting cable when I discovered Netflix.
Apparently, they actually launched this already in France on November 5th. So it's a thing.
Does this sound like a good idea to you? Give us a call. 855-453 as in freedom.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to 1 a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit Green Meadow Whey.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. Which tonight, it's Aria.
And it's Ian.
And we're talking about Netflix, and evidently, Ian, the last time you had a movie arrive from Netflix, it was right around ForkFest.
Almost half a year ago.
And for those who don't know, ForkFest is a yearly festival that goes on at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire each year. This year is going to be from June the 28th through July the 4th. It's just a week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and it's decentralized, which means no one is in charge. There's no ticket cost. All you have to do, there are also no DVD players, so Ian can't take his movie to finally watch it at the next ForkFest either. All you have to do is just reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 28th through July the 4th. And we're better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. I'm already looking forward to it, and we're still like 7 months away from it. I have got to get in touch with those people at Eventify. I'm not even sure the guy I originally spoke with even still works there, because he just completely dropped off the radar.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, I'm trying to give you money, but I'll just have to go through the website proper again. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. So mark your calendar for June the 28th through July the 4th. We'll see you there, forkfest.party.
This whole thing reads like a big satire piece. I'm going to give you another quote here from Netflix's spokesperson.
To be clear, it's not satire. This is already happening in France.
It is apparently launched in France November 5th with a broader rollout of what is being called Netflix Direct, which is a linear cable channel, basically. I don't know if it's actually available on cable. I'm not sure in what method you would go and access this. But according to the story, they expect a broader service rolled out across the country next month. So it almost sounds like it is on cable systems, because how else would they roll it out across the country? Like, if it's on the internet, it's available, right? Like, it's, you're not going to say, oh, well, only Paris can have it, but Marseille can't have it, or whatever.
I mean, I guess they could, but I don't see the reason why they would.
No, it doesn't make sense. So,
I mean, a lot of anime and stuff like that isn't available in the United States, but if you connect via a VPN, you can watch it.
Right, but usually they don't divvy up the United States by Florida or by, you know, very rarely will you see something like that happen. So Netflix says it chose this location to test out the company's first linear channel. Does that mean they're going to have a second one? Because of, quote, the consumption of traditional TV in France, unquote. Now, that doesn't explain anything to me. It suggests that maybe they're saying French people like watching cable networks or something, like they're stuck in the 80s or the 90s, because like you were saying, this technology of Netflix took over and is dominating and destroying and making it difficult for cable systems to even exist. And
I don't know a single person who is subscribed to cable. I'm sure these people exist.
They're older.
But I don't personally know a single person who has cable television or satellite television.
I don't spend enough time in my friends' homes to really, you know necessarily, but I can't think of anyone that does either. Now, you and I are a little on the younger side, but if you're in your 60s, you're probably more likely to have a cable subscription, right? So cable networks...
Gotta get that Fox News content somehow.
Right, now, or CNN or whatever. But cable networks are... They're having a tough time. Fox News, CNN, their viewership is literally dying off, and they're not getting it replaced with young people. Young people are not turning to these old systems because young people are used to having things on demand. They're used to being able to press a button and watch the thing that they want. Not have to set an alarm and then go and sit down on the couch and wait for the thing to come on that they've been waiting to, you know, to see. It's very unlikely that people are going to go through that. But here's the quote from Netflix in their statement. This is a real article at IGN.com. Quote, whether you're lacking inspiration or whether you've discovered Netflix for the first time, you could let yourself be guided for the first time without having to choose a particular title and let yourself be surprised by the diversity of Netflix's library.
They could easily do this by just adding a random button in their apps or on their website. Okay, I don't know what I want to watch. Let's just hit the random button and see what comes
up. Doesn't Google have that? Like when you went to Google, it would say, I'm feeling lucky. Do you remember that option on Google?
It would just automatically choose what the first result was going to be for you, though.
Oh, really?
And I think they removed it because they were losing a lot of money on advertising because of it. Or they didn't remove it.
No, it's still there.
They added in the auto search thing so that it automatically starts giving you results.
Yeah, so people don't use it as often.
But Wikipedia certainly has one. You want to read a random article? Wikipedia has you covered. Just hit the random button. It sounds like that's exactly what Netflix should be doing here.
If they had a random button, then you'd at least get to see the thing from the beginning. Whereas
also true.
Right, whereas 99% of the time... If you just tune into a cable channel, you're in the middle of something. There's something that you've just stumbled into, and you don't see what happened at the beginning of the movie.
I will say that was good for me in one particular case. The first Doctor Who episode of the reboots that I ever saw was just randomly flipping through channels trying to find something to watch, and I stumbled across it, and I was like, what is this crap? And, man, it was fantastic. I'm very glad that happened, and
wouldn't have grabbed you if you had started from the beginning. You wouldn't have stopped on it. You don't think? Like if it were just starting?
I was pretty close to the beginning.
It isn't the first time that Netflix has experimented with its entertainment offerings. In September, the company unveiled a promotion that offered a selection of Netflix original movies and TV shows to non-subscribers for free. The, quote, watch free page invited users to sample some of the platform's content without the need for a subscription, presumably in a bid to attract new members, which is also similar to an old cable network thing that they did back in the day. I don't know if you remember this. You're a little bit younger than I am, but... When I was growing up in the 1990s, they would have, like, the free Disney Channel weekend or HBO Cinemax week, right, where they would de-scramble the channels because it used to be analog scrambling. And so they would de-scramble the channel for a time time frame, and they'd run these promos and be like, you're watching HBO for free. Here's how you can subscribe, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So that's kind of what they're talking about here, was they're giving away some of their own movies, the things that they own the rights to, as freebies to try to attract people to subscribe.
Which, well, I mean, their biggest issue is a lack of content that people want.
Well, that's what you're saying. I don't know if that's true. I mean, they have, what, 100 million subscribers or 150 million subscribers or something like that? I mean, even
with the cuties
controversy that happened this year, I don't think that their numbers are down that significantly.
Okay.
I'll look it up, though. We'll see what we can find out about it. But basically, they're opening up the cable company playbook here. And they're picking out, oh, well, let's do what the cable companies did back in the 1990s.
Despite that Netflix is the company that proved that the cable company's playbook was obsolete.
It's obsolete, right. That's what's so bizarre about this.
And I can't imagine being so bored that I will watch whatever random show happens to be on anymore. I say this after just pointing out that, you know, I did, in fact, discover Doctor Who because mm-hmm. I happened across a random show that happened to be on. But it was also on a channel that I frequented. There's a reason I went to the BBC channel, because I was already watching Merlin on it and some other mm-hmm. shows. And I was like, okay, they usually have pretty good content. Let's flip over there to see what's on. But as far as this Netflix thing, you could get the Castlevania series.
Yep.
You could get who knows what. I don't know what else
I've
is
seen
on
the
Netflix.
Castlevania series. I liked it.
I tried to watch it, yeah. But I didn't.
You say tried, does that mean you actually watched it and then stopped watching?
I watched like one and a half episodes, gotcha. And I was like, this is not for me.
Once users have subscribed, Netflix doesn't seem to face too many issues in trying to maintain their interest. A recent report revealed that the company's investment in anime had been going...
Well, no, all they have to do is send you one DVD every 6 months.
I don't know how many people... It is a question I have, is how many of their subscribers are like me, and that they don't actually watch very much stuff, and they just make money off of them.
I mean, to be 100% honest, the reason that I unsubscribed from Netflix wasn't any conscious, deliberate decision. It was that Netflix, the card that was paying for mm-hmm. Netflix was
expired.
My Wells Fargo debit card,
mm.
and they closed the account, so I stopped getting paid for it, and I was
like, whatever.
I'm not going to bother to fix it. Yeah. But yeah, for the past 6 months or whatever, I've just been paying for my Netflix. February is the last time I remember using Netflix.
So I've actually used it sooner than you have, or more recently. Netflix, it says here, invested in anime recently, and that's been going particularly well in terms of viewership. In fact, Netflix announced plans to produce even more anime content after noting an exceptional uptake in anime streaming on the platform over the past year. So maybe if you're an anime fan, you're really happy with Netflix right now.
Could be.
I don't know.
There are alternatives for anime, though. There are already anime subscription services like Crunchyroll and others. For
I know Will used to talk a lot about that.
Yeah, I don't know anything about anime, so that's the most
I know very
say
little.
About it.
Yeah. I saw Akira back in the day.
I never seen that. My ex-wife loved anime, though, and uh-huh. some of it was so horrifically bad. There was this one called Excel Saga, where the main character just had the whiniest, most high-pitched voice you will ever hear anywhere, and it was like 6 hours of this nonsense.
Was it an English voice or a Japanese voice?
It was English.
Okay.
So there is
so
that,
bad
at least.
Dub.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE, as in free of any sense at all.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.